Spies tricked Hitler and helped secure D-Day victory. Inflatable tanks and dummy landing craft were carefully placed in Essex 80 years ago this week. Double agents, a body double, and a web of lies and misinformation were just some of the other wild and wonderful scams used ahead of D-Day. Operation Bodyguard was the code name for the Allies' campaign to persuade Adolf Hitler and his generals that the invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe would be somewhere other than the Normandy beaches, and on a different day from June 6. Its name referenced Winston Churchill's belief that in wartime, truth is so precious that she must always be attended by a bodyguard of lies. British ingenuity in black ops had already proved its worth, but it was recognised early on that the liberation of Europe would require even more spectacular misinformation fed to the Nazis. Once Normandy had been chosen by President Roosevelt and Winston Churchill as the best site, their priority was to convince the enemy it was just a diversion and the real invasion was elsewhere, most likely the Pays-de-Calais, but even Norway, Bordeaux, southern France or the Balkans. Step forward, the War Cabinet's London controlling section of the Intelligence and Security Services, MI5, MI6 and US spy organisations, which in 1943 drew up a strategic plan based on lies. The scale of the landings was clear. It would involve 129,400 Allied infantry troops, 23,400 airborne, 3,000 landing craft, 2,500 other ships, 500 naval vessels, 20,000 land vehicles, and 13,000 aircraft. Where could they be hidden or disguised? A myriad of often competing Allied intelligence, dirty tricks and propaganda agencies got cracking. It was a ragbag of eccentrics, largely outside the usual military command structure, who proved the most effective in thinking outside the box. They included the charismatic and occasional cross-dresser Dudley Clark, upper-class John Bevan, whose frail appearance hid a robust risk-taker, Peter Fleming, the talented elder brother of James Bond author Ian, and occult author Dennis Wheatley. Various maverick schemes were subsumed in the overall plan. One, codenamed Jail after the Old Testament murderess, faked radio intercepts and deployed informers to suggest the Allies would postpone the invasion by a year to concentrate on the bombing of German cities. Double agents included the notorious Garbo, diverted German units to the Bordeaux region in a belief a splinter invasion might occur there. The actor, M.E. Clifton James, who bore an uncanny resemblance to well-known British commander Bernard Montgomery, was hired to make public appearances in Gibraltar and North Africa, suggesting invasion would be via the Med. The main plan was the two-pronged Fortitude programme, north based in Edinburgh and south near London. North created a fictitious British Fourth Army via fake radio traffic. The Phantom Army supposedly threatened Scandinavia to tie down German units in Nazi-occupied Norway. Fortitude South created the fictional 1st US Army Group, threatening an invasion at Pays-de-Calais under US General George Patton. German Commander Erwin Rommel had a high regard for Patton and strengthened defences around Calais. To simulate supposed FUSAG, 1st United States Army Group, staging areas, the Allies built 255 dummy landing craft in Folkestone Harbour by lashing steel tubes to buoyant steel drums and covering them with canvas. They also faked army camp encampments throughout Essex with tanks, trucks and jeeps made from wood, canvas and inflatable rubber. Soldiers were given rolling equipment to make tyre marks. Lights were left blazing around Dover to add to that impression. But strong winds flipped some of the landing craft, toppled rubber tanks and shredded fake planes. Other forms of deception proved more effective, particularly bogus radio bulletins. Intercepted and decoded German radio messages showed they thought the Allies had twice as many forces deployed than the reality, 89 divisions instead of the actual 47. and four times the number of landing craft available. Thousands of lives were saved by the spooks, double agents, communications wizards, deception maestros, and the masters of the dark intelligence arts. But the secrecy surrounding their work continued for decades, and none were honoured.